Sunday Evangelium with Father Marcus Holden on the 24th Sunday of the year.
This Friday we begin a new era of fasting and abstinence. Decades ago, the bishops of England and Wales took away the obligation of abstaining from meat on Fridays and asked each individual to select an appropriate penitential act for that day. What happened in effect for the majority of Catholics was the abandonment of any serious regular Friday penance. The bishops have now taken the brave step of reversing that change. Like them, many Catholics have realized that Christian culture is under threat, in danger of being marginalized and diluted. The papal visit of last year showed that faith was still alive, and also demonstrated the value in public witness to the gospel. By abstaining from meat on Fridays, Catholics have an opportunity to witness to their faith in everyday life outside of merely going to Mass. Saying no to meat on a Friday, at work, in school, at a party, will raise questions. These questions are moments of evangelization, of mission, when we can speak of our faith and the important part it plays in our lives. Why Friday? Well, this is the day on which our Lord suffered for the salvation of the world. By fasting, we remember how he is our Saviour. Fasting and abstinence have always been part of the Christian tradition. Christ himself fasted, and he said that when the bridegroom, that's he himself, is taken away, his followers should fast. We know that the apostles fasted and that the early church and Christians throughout history have done likewise. It is a continuous tradition. Fasting for us now achieves several things. We restrain the passions by our fasting and curb our tendency to selfishness. The philosophers of old knew about this reason for fasting. Even the Stoics knew that to live decently, you had to deny yourself. Buddhism is founded on this basic principle. It is a human truth about a real predicament. And we know that to achieve anything really worthwhile in this life, we have to deny ourselves to some extent. We fast to make reparation for our sins committed in the face of so much love. Christ our Lord said that certain demons are only cast out by prayer and fasting. Our secular society and all of us, weakened by its influences, have many demons to be cast aside. One of the principal evils that needs exorcising is that of abortion and its ruinous trail that it has left behind. Our bishops want, in a particular way, our national Friday fasting to have a special focus of making reparation for the 7 million abortions that have taken place in 40 years. Our fasting can help to heal the wounds of hurt felt by so many who have been so often inadvertently caught up in this culture of death. We fast to offer up with Christ our sacrifices for others. St. Paul reminds us to make up what remains to be undergone in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the Church. You see, God has willed that what we do in our penitential acts, when offered with Christ and for him, achieve great things. Our sufferings and acts of self-denial are charged with power when they are united with the cross. This gives meaning to suffering. This is old wisdom, tried, tested. We've heard many times, haven't we, from our parents or grandparents, offer it up. This is what they mean. We also know how Christ went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. This wasn't merely for a personal spiritual challenge, but he was preparing and indeed engaged in his mission. Fasting is fuel for evangelization. Fasting is not supposed to be a spiritual athletics test. It will refine us, but it needs to be focused outward for the spiritual and temporal good of others. It makes us aware of neediness and poverty in the world. We fast to realize and discover our hunger for God. Scripture is shot through with this theme. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is thirsting for you, my God. O God, you are my God, for you I long. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. Fasting allows us to realize this truth, that he has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in him. St. Augustine speaks of the Lord wooing the soul by delight, by desire, delectatio. But he draws us not when we are immersed in sensual pleasures, but when we are bereft, when our souls are in the desert place. The Lord is committed to a process of luring our souls from the cheap pleasures of this passing world to the real and substantial joys of eternity in union with him who is all love. We fast, finally, in this age of pilgrimage to prepare for the feast. And just as we stop eating before going out for a special meal, so we do the same in preparing for the banquet of heaven. Many of us would have fasted overnight for Mass, or fasted for 1 hour before communion. It's the same idea, to value the feast that is given to us. That is what the communion fast is for, because in the Mass to which we turn, heaven becomes spiritually present before us, and for this short time we take our places in the feast of heaven. That feast for which we long, for which we hope, that will be before us before long. And now we say, in the words of our new translation, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. May this new era of Friday fasting prepare us for the great feast.